Deadology Coach Podcast, Sarah.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey, we were saying before I get on here. So my ADHD medicine is constantly on back order, and my doctor said, "Well, do you want to?" Because I asked for like, what's a variation? What's something I can use instead? Because this is constantly on back order. She's like, "What about Adderall? Do I want Adderall? People, do I want Adderall? To anyone who
Don't know.
takes Adderall, I don't know if I want that."
I hear good things.
Do you? Do you?
Sure, yeah.
All right, then fuck it, I'll try it.
I mean, what's your concern that
That it's addictive, number one, and number two, that it'll hype me up too much.
Well, it should, I mean, it should hit you kind of like the way your current one is, right? Like as long as the dosage is kind of horrible,
Okay.
it won't be as long lasting probably. Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you could take like two lower doses. So you could like take one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, I'll call my doctor and say, let's do it, bitches. Let's do it.
It's nice that you have an option because currently what's happening with me is my pharmacy keeps telling my doctor, you need to give us a different prescription, even though my doctor keeps sending the generic. And they just keep not filling it. Like they just won't do it. And
Oh,
I'm
God.
not sure what to do other than stop functioning.
Yeah. Yeah, I admittedly I've been waiting for my prescription delivery for like 3 days. Thankfully, I have like a lower dosage that I can take, but that's probably why I'm just I mean, I'm exhausted. Here I am again, just absolutely drained. And the stuff with Luca isn't helping, although
Yeah.
we did the culture yesterday and the vet called me today and she's like, the infection's gone. And I was like, you
Okay.
know, it's funny because I noticed yesterday and today, it's like she's barely drinking. She's not drinking as much water. She's not peeing as much. Like, could it have just been the UTI? Could it have been stress? Like, I don't know, because it's like, you
So
could be the
she's
dogs.
getting a little better,
I
is what
think
you're
so,
saying.
yeah.
Well, that's
But we'll
good.
see. But the vet said, I think there's something else going on. And I said, okay. So I'm
Yeah.
gonna go in for blood work next week. But in any case, did you see the Oscars?
No, I never watched the Oscars.
Yeah, I've just so lost. I used to love those things, and now
I
I just don't
know.
care. But I will say, did you see the clip of I'm Just Ken?
No, but I mean, is it what I think?
Well, Ryan Gosling performs it on stage. I mean,
Yeah.
it's, I enjoyed it. You know, it was cute. It was funny.
And I think
And
he gave a nod to Margot Robbie, right? In the audience, didn't he?
well,
I
he was
thought I
sitting
saw.
behind Margot Robbie when he started singing, and
Okay.
he gets up, and you know, he's behind her, and he takes the cowboy hat off, and he puts it on his sister because he went with his sister. And he gets up on stage, and you know, it's. You know, some you know that it's that song. I'm Just
Yeah.
Ken. But I think what I love so much about it is that what he does so well is he plays a guy who just really has no fucking clue how just annoying and useless he is. Like I'm Just Ken and I'm good at stuff, and he thinks that's that and that should be enough. I think that's actually a line.
I don't even think he's good at stuff. He just is there, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, his job is beach, a beach.
Yep.
You
Yeah.
know, so I enjoyed
Kevin and I
it.
say that to each other all the time.
What that
My
should be what
job
you're
is
doing.
beach.
My job is beach. My job is dog. My job is dog. but I came in. I had brought went taken Luke out for a walk, and I came in right after Best Actress was announced, and I see Emma Stone on stage, and I went, "You've got to be kidding me!" I had a sick feeling there was going to be an upset in one of the two lead categories, that it was either going to be Paul Giamatti or it was going to be Emma Stone over
Who was
Lily
Emma
Gladstone.
Stone? Oh, she was up against Paul Giamatti.
No, Emma Stone was up against Lily Gladstone from Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Which I
And
don't
she,
think anyone saw.
yeah, no one really saw it, but she was
Okay.
sweeping awards anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and it was one of those, it was like a Glenn Close. Everyone was like, she's going to get it. She's going to get it. She didn't. And I was like, oh, that's just got to be the worst. You know, when you th you're being hyped up and you're winning everything and you go in there thinking you're going to win and you don't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can think of worse things.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean?
You know, no one should go in thinking they're gonna win, right? It's why we give people such a hard time when their faces look disappointed. 'Cause we're like, how dare you assume you're gonna win, right? You have stiff competition in any case. So.
Okay, but no, speaking of the Oscars.
Yeah.
John Mulaney was there
Of course he was.
with Olivia Munn.
Of course.
And everybody's like this, and this is a guy who like made a whole career out of talking about on his comedy shows, on his
He
stand-up
was the
shows.
wife guy.
He was a wife guy.
Yep.
He was a wife guy and he was a no baby guy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly like he has a kid with Olivia Munn.
Uh-huh.
But there's an article that you wanted to talk about. Or
Yeah,
news
her
at least.
his ex-wife, what's her name? Anna Marie Tendler. She's a photographer, so she's, I don't want to diminish her to John
His
Mulaney's
wife.
ex-wife because she's
Right.
like a whole person. She's a photographer. She does interesting work. She's publishing a memoir called "Men Have Called Her Crazy." And we're all hoping that it spills some tea on John Mulaney because
Yeah.
I think a lot of us still feel pretty betrayed.
I mean, she backed him his whole career. His
Well, and
whole
you
career.
think you, and not that you know this person who's a public figure, but like you think you know someone, And
I
yeah, he just pulled a total 180, as so many men do. When they're going through some sort of existential crisis, which
right.
he was, to be fair. He really was. He had a pretty serious drug problem. I don't really know what to say about that, because I have not ever had a serious drug problem, but I always find it interesting, notable. A real head scratcher, you might say, when people attribute a complete personality change to their drug use. That's always interesting to me.
Why is that interesting? Why is that
I'm not
interesting?
trying to say it's impossible, because I truly don't know.
Well,
I'm saying I don't know.
I hear that more often about people who get sober
Well,
and get
exactly.
clean.
Well, right. So here John Mulaney is, and now suddenly, like, oh, he's still a wife guy, but different wife, and now he's a baby guy too.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I
I
don't
don't
even know what the
either.
story is with that whole thing. Like nobody knows. And I remember when he was first announced that he was gonna have a baby, like I think it was Seth Meyers was trying to get him to talk about it. And he was like, yep, having a baby. And like he would not say anything else. And I don't know if
Right.
maybe that's out of respect for his wife,
Who
which would have been
knows?
nice. Maybe tr you should have tried that a few months earlier. I don't know what it was, but I guess the question I have is how do these people, like, how do you show up at these award shows? I guess that's the question. How do you do that? After
How do
what
you
you
have the
did,
audacity?
how do you have the fucking audacity to be like, look at us in our pretty clothes and our nice dresses? It's like, but do you know what you did? It's like the guy dating Ariana Grande. Like, listen, SpongeBob, do you have
Yeah.
any idea?
Well, he's probably feeling pretty good about himself, because like he's peaked here, right? It's all downhill from here
He's
for
fucked
SpongeBob.
and he doesn't realize it because she'll get bored
For
once the newness
sure.
of that relationship wears off, and she
Sure,
because
he's gonna
she
get bored.
right she loves taking men away from other women,
Yeah, it appears
and
that way. You
yeah,
know what
and
else she loves doing?
what
Releasing incredible albums. Her new album is so good.
I just heard the song We Can't Be Friends, and I have to admit I cried.
It's so fucking good.
Because it really is about, the video setup is she's going to this place where they can wipe her mind, her memories of her former relationship. And the ex-boyfriend's played by Evan Peters.
Amazing.
Amazing. And I
And
really
her
feel
name is
like,
Peaches. She's named after Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
oh, I didn't get that because I never saw that movie.
Oh, you should watch it, Kristen.
Oh, that whole movie, that's what the whole movie's about. That's what the video's based on, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
you should watch it. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere for free now.
But it really was, that process that you go through when you break up with somebody. And the agony, I think is the word.
Oh,
The
Chris, if you
agony.
thought this video was profound, you're gonna love the movie.
Oh God. I
You'll love it.
mean, just she's you it I have to say it got me in the feels. It really did.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going through this and she's remembering all these things and she takes the little, the little sensors off of her because she doesn't want to forget, but she does want to move on. And that is, I guess.
That part at the end where they pass each other, oh my
Oh,
God.
that broke my heart.
Yeah.
Broke my heart. And, I'm gonna cry because I'm just absolutely drained. But when Cillian Murphy won his Oscar, when he said, I'm a proud Irishman, and I had the text all ready to go to Don, and I was like, why are you doing this? Why? What do you think has changed? And what if he tells you he's dating somebody? And I'm like, am I in that place where I'm ready to hear that? Am I, I don't know that I'll ever fully be.
Yeah, how could I mean, me neither. I'm not ready to hear that.
I know. I don't think I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I think about him pretty often. I'm not gonna
Sure.
lie. I think about him pretty often and I so badly want to reach out to him, but I stop myself because I say, what's gonna change? Nothing's gonna change. It'll be great for a few months and then, it'll be great as long as you never ever need him emotionally. And then I stop, and then I don't. But it's that watching that video just, oh, the 16 candle scene and just all of it. I thought it was very, very poignant.
I
I
know. I
wasn't
have a hard
expecting it.
time being mad at Ari for the quality of her music and also the quality of her fragrances. They're all
True.
amazing.
It's a good the girl who lives above me. She gets in the elevator. I'm like, what is that? That is so good. And she's like, it's one of Ariana Grande's perfumes.
Which one is it? I bet it's Cloud. You should
I don't
ask
know.
her.
It's kind of sweet smelling.
Well, that's all of them, but yeah, you should ask her. I bet it's Cloud.
But yeah, that video just it hit me in the feels. It when they walk when they ever walk past each other and they don't acknowledge each other. That I was just like, would you really do that? Like, if you were out with someone new and you were dating somebody new and you saw your ex, what
I
would
think
you
about
do?
that fairly frequently, and I mean, my ex was like now a pretty long time ago.
Right.
But I through national, like, I think natural curiosity have found out a couple of things about his life since he and I broke up, which I find interesting, I'm not gonna lie. And yeah, I do wonder, like, because he's still around, still in the area. Like, yeah, what if we ran across each other?
Yeah.
I truly don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if I saw Don, depends
Well,
if he was
that's
with
a decent
somebody.
guy.
I would say I would be as friendly and gracious as I could be. Because he's not a bad person. Would he just fell short,
He's just a
unfortunately.
disappointing
He was a
person.
dis he was he was a disappointment for fucking sure. For sure. But yeah, if you haven't seen the video, go watch the video. It's really very sweet and very poignant. That's the word. Bittersweet. It's very bittersweet, but it's but it's beautiful. And I love Evan Peters. God, he was, even when he doesn't say a goddamn thing, is he great?
know. When's
Right?
he gonna win an Oscar?
He won an Emmy.
Oh, okay.
He won an Emmy a couple years ago,
Well, that's
but
good.
he, yeah, but he doesn't have to say a goddamn thing.
He deserves it.
He
No, he
does
doesn't.
deserve it. He does deserve it. All right. Sarah, before we get into the next letter, how is your equal pay day?
Oh, Kristen, happy equal pay day.
We
It's I would forgive
Yay.
you, listeners, if you didn't know that today is equal pay day. It's March 12th. Apparently, it's equal pay day
Yeah, who knew?
in the United States,
Not women.
I should say. Women now earn 84 cents to the dollar that men make. So
Really?
it has gone up. It
Okay.
used, last I heard it was 78 cents. I guess
Okay.
that's inflation for you.
We'll take the 6 cents.
So NPR has an article about this today, about equal pay day. Of note, it says education does not level the playing field.
Says who?
NPR. It's not a matter of education, well, NPR and the National Partnership for Women and Families, as they find through analysis of Census Bureau data.
Oh, I see.
Women
Wait,
with
okay.
master's degrees earn 72 cents for every dollar earned by men with the same degree, and they earn less than men with bachelor's degrees. Record skip.
Record. Jesus Christ.
Women with associate's degrees earn less than men with only high school diplomas. Double record skip. I just can't.
And I'm enough, and
Yep.
I'm good at doing stuff.
Yep.
Blonde fragility. Oh, what a great phrase that was. And he did it so well, but in any case, yeah, you do. You watch Ken and you're, because is that not the highlight? Was that not the highlight? Like, if you're gonna talk about anything for Barbie, what are we gonna talk about? I'm just Ken.
It's
I'm just
true.
Ken. Those are the two things that people talk about. I'm just Ken in America Ferrera's monologue.
Yeah, but there were so many other good moments from Barbie. But anyway, one of my favorite stats, I'm not sure if this is still true. It probably is. But a couple years ago, I read that there are more CEOs named John than there are women CEOs. Here's a
Which is a way
stat
to
from
say male CEOs are basic and boring.
From this article today in NPR. Women in leadership positions have been making steady progress in growing their numbers. Last year, the Fortune 500 CEO list included a record 52 women,
Whoa.
up from 44 the previous year. And for the first time ever, women are leading over 10% of Fortune 500 companies.
10 whole percent, huh?
So there you go.
Jesus Christ. I'm just Ken.
52.
What'd you say?
52.
52. Well, that was
That's out of 500, by the way.
Jesus Christ. That was that's also bittersweet.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, no,
think.
I mean it's good that the number is going up, but it's just absurd that
Yeah.
it's that low.
Right.
That it
Yep.
was ever even 44.
Ugh. They hate us. They just hate us. That's the
Oh yeah.
word. That's the reason. Full
Yeah.
stop. No notes.
No notes.
Okay. Could you read the letter we got from the man this week?
I will. Okay. So I don't know, before I read this, I don't know whether the letter is using an alias for the girl that he's talking about. So I'm gonna change the name just in
Smart.
case. I'm gonna change the name to like Lacey. Okay. All right. So here's the story. A girl who works behind the counter at a grocery store who is rather shy. I've been getting to know for quite some time now. She worked at a location that I had previously patronized, and my mom gave me a hint, like, she likes you. So I figured, well, I'm not quite sure how to handle this, so I'll at least be nice to her. I was nice to her, and we had really good rapport. And then she transferred to a different location, so I decided on one or two occasions to go pay her a visit and see how she was. We chatted, everything was good, cool. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, I went to a new location, and she, or to the new location, sorry, and she wasn't working that day. I made the serious mistake of asking one of her colleagues what days she works. The colleague said, "It varies." And I figured, okay, I'll try again next week. I did, but still she wasn't there, so I told one of her other colleagues, "Send Lacey my regards. I'm sorry I missed her." I decided to go there today, and I saw that she was there. I'm not sure if she noticed me or not, but she went to the back. I was then approached by the store manager, who said, "Look, I understand that you were asking about my associates' schedules," and she was made to feel uncomfortable. I was shocked, like, what? And he more or less gave me the hint that it's best to just lay low. Now, I'm not sure exactly who was made to feel uncomfortable, whether it was Lacey or the girl who inquired, or the girl who answered me when I inquired about her schedule. And I didn't want to ask. But what I did do upon exiting the store after I made a small purchase was I did approach the manager and said, "Thank you for calling this to my attention. I just want to know. Sorry, I just want you to know that what you told me certainly was not my intention." He appreciated that. We shook hands, and I gave him my name when he asked. I believe I did the right thing on that last part, but did I totally blow my chances with Lacey? The thing is, I was going to ask her if I could treat her to a cup of coffee or something following her shift as a way to pay it forward, but somehow it seems like my chances have been sabotaged, and/or it had the opposite effect. So, where should I go from here? Do I wait a couple of months or should I just forget about it? If and when I ever see her, will she have forgotten about it? All
So,
right,
refresh my
let's start at the
memory.
first question.
Well, wait, refresh my memory.
Okay.
Did, when he went by and spoke to the associate, did he tell the associate his name? Does she know his name?
It didn't say, it just said he was asking about Lacey, and she said that their schedules vary. And so then the manager asked his name. And I'm guessing that the manager asked his name because the other associate didn't know. She just knew somebody was asking about Lacey.
Right. As much as I would like to say that, hey, maybe she just didn't know it was you, whatever, that's not a chance you want to take. I think you're, unfortunately, I think you're going to have to leave it up to fate here. That, not leave it up to fate, but if you run into her, you can say, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make anybody uncomfortable. I just like wanted to pop by and say hello. And I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. And that's it. Like no further explanation, nothing. But at this point, sadly, I think you kind of got to move on. That's my take. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
I'm just looking for Luca. Go ahead.
Did you find her?
She's somewhere. Go ahead. It's not like she could leave. She could get the keys and leave.
Right? So, yeah, I think there's about a 0% chance that she will have forgotten about this ever.
And I also say that the associate might have also been like, oh, if he was, and he was super creepy. Right, like you don't know what the other associate said to her. You just don't know, and the fact that when you came in, she went in the back, bad sign.
It doesn't bode
Bad
well.
sign, doesn't bode well. If that alone would be enough for me to go, okay, I think she went in the back for a reason.
Right.
And bless your mother's heart, but tell her to butt the fuck out next time. 'Cause she's your mother, she's not going to be objective.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to go back to that. I wanted to ask, like, how do you know this person is shy, for example? Literally, how do you know that? I don't think you do. I also don't think you know if she likes you or not because she's in customer service. So I think she probably was just being
Being nice.
courteous,
Yeah.
doing her job, right?
Right. Yeah.
She may or may not have had any interest in you, but at this point,
Yeah. She doesn't now, for sure.
she thinks it's, yeah, she seems to think it's weird that you have followed her to this other store.
Which, sir, you did. And you need to be
Yeah.
aware of that as well.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to avoid any awkwardness going forward, like just go to your normal grocery store, right? Because you've gone out of your way to try to connect with this person.
Yeah.
Now you know she doesn't want that, so you can go back to your old grocery store.
And quite honestly, now I'm wondering why did she switch locations?
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering about now.
Who
Yeah,
knows?
Sarah, unfortunately, I think you got to move on. So you sent me a TikTok
I did.
from a creator named Benny Boy Biz, and he has some big feelings and big thoughts about.
Big thoughts?
Does he though? We're
Or does he
not.
have big audacity?
Does he have or big audacity? Big audacity. All right, ladies, buckle up. Benny has some thoughts about what we're wearing to the gym.
Okay, guys, I know it's 2024 and people are supposed to be able to do whatever they want, apparently, but these gym outfits are getting out of control. So when you go to the gym now, sometimes what these girls are wearing is just like, it's so revealing that there's nothing left to the imagination. But I don't mean that in like a really good way, like it's super attractive. It's more like, please have some more dignity for yourself and what you're sharing and how you present yourself, because that's not for everybody and it's not the environment to share that. Like, and I'm not being totally unreasonable. Like, I just mean some of these super tight, it's this and it's this, and it's so like skin tight that it's just all kind of there. So this is just my opinion, whatever. Yeah, people can, do what they want. I don't think that's as attractive when everything's kind of just there and it's like you're okay with just strutting around and kind of having that there for everybody. Okay, guys, I know it's 2020.
You know what?
Strutting.
You know what
Strutting.
I don't think, Kristen? I
What
don't
don't?
think women go to the gym worried about what men think of their outfits.
Right. And that, boy, does that fucking bother them.
It
Because really, that
really
is the root of
does.
this, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, women are wearing whatever they want to the gym, whatever they're comfortable in.
And
First of all,
right.
workout clothes typically are tight.
Yeah, there's a
They
reason
just
for that.
are.
There's a reason for that. Stupid. There's a
Right.
reason why they're tight.
Right.
But that if a girl showed up or if a woman showed up at a gym in a big baggy t-shirt and no makeup and looking like she just woke up, they'd bitch about that too.
Yeah.
Like, won't you have some more self-respect? I mean, make some effort. And it's just like all kind of there. Babe, it's all kind of there no matter what they're wearing. You just don't like the fact that you can see it because you can't control yourself.
Well, you know what this vibe kind of delivered to me is like I feel like he's complaining about women wearing tight clothing at the gym whom he doesn't personally find attractive. That's what I'm guessing here. I feel
I
like
think it could
he's
be. Go
a,
ahead.
I feel like he's offended by the bodies he had to see at the gym.
I could see that, but also I could see him thinking, why do you want all these men to see what you look like?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that he's that guy.
You
Like,
know,
no, that's mine. That's how he thinks
yeah.
of women.
Well, certainly. I feel like an evergreen topic in terms of gym attire is the sports bra. Is the sports bra a shirt? Yes or no? Weigh
It
in,
can be.
please.
It can be, depending if the woman wants it to be.
I mean, I, that is the answer, but I wonder if there's a consensus on this.
Listen, I love that they've made gym clothes more fashionable, more stylish, even more sexy. I love
Yeah.
that because I love. This is why I've always said I love wearing red to the gym because it makes me feel good. If a woman feels good in what she's wearing and she knows she looks good, working out's going to be easier. It's just going to be better. Happy
Well, and
people
working
produce
out's going to be
endorphins. They don't kill
easier in,
people, Sarah.
yeah. I mean, it's also going to be easier in tight clothing because it's not restrictive, right?
Right.
Doesn't
You're not
get
going to be
it doesn't
pulling
get
up your
all caught
pants
up in
and,
your movements.
right? Like, try to do yoga in a t-shirt.
Right.
I challenge you. Or
Yeah.
sweatpants with
I
the
guess I don't understand. Like, why can't men just like,
shut the fuck up.
well, that, but also like, why can't you just like stop looking at us?
Right.
Because I could totally not perceive you.
Right.
I'm capable.
Right.
If I'm at the gym, I'm perceiving men only in so much as they're near me and bothering me.
Right.
Right? Like I might
Yes.
notice if you're in line for a piece of equipment. I might notice if you, well, I'm definitely gonna notice if you like take the machine next to me when there's an empty one next to that. Because like that's just my biggest pet peeve at the gym, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But like that's it. We don't need to make eye contact.
Yeah.
We
You are not
probably don't need to
there.
talk.
You are not there.
Right. Like I simply want to be left alone because I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Right? And the only thing that makes the gym worse is talking to men.
Right. But also, what irritates me is a lot of women go to the gym because they feel like they have to be thin in order to attract men. So, sir, don't hate the player, hate the fucking game.
Yeah,
Right? Like,
there's
it's just, I just, they don't get it. They don't get it.
not in the slightest. Well, one guy gets it.
Oh, the other one you sent me, you want me to
One
play
guy
that?
did get
Yeah.
it.
Hold on. Hold, please. So this snappy little response is from Ethan Lawless.
What these girls are wearing is just like, it's so revealing that there's nothing left to the imagination.
It is none of your fucking business what a woman wears. And all you did by sharing this video was prove to the world how insecure you are and prove to the world on the internet that you don't see women as people, you see them as an object. Your imagination or desires or whatever this is not the responsibility of a woman. It's your responsibility to manage your thought processes and your reaction to them. You are responsible for you, period. Women don't owe you shit. Men and religion are so fucking toxic in that they require this unnecessary, pseudo-moralistic purity culture. There is nothing shameful about the human body. It is what it is. But you sharing this video shows that you're uncomfortable with your own thoughts when seeing another a woman's body. Your urges, your desires, your imagination are not the responsibility of women.
I'm pausing there because that is a brilliant insight.
Yeah, this guy gets
That, right? That is a brilliant insight that this Benny guy, he feels shame and guilt for what he's thinking.
Yeah. I mean, it's shame slash guilt or it's disgust. But
Right.
either way, yeah, it's him visually taking it all in
Right.
as if a whole gender exists just to be perceived.
Right.
And then getting on the internet and commenting about his big feelings.
Yeah, you told on yourself, Benny.
He did.
Let's finish Ethan's video.
Leave him the fuck alone. Y'all just have no concept, like how hard you lean on fascism in your own fucking mind. Like, you really just don't grasp it at all, do you? It's fucking unreal. Unfucking real. Just mind your business. Leave people the fuck alone.
What these girls are wearing is just like...
I applaud you.
A little bit of a detour at the end there, but
a little bit. I was like, fascism. I don't know where are we going here.
I mean, he doesn't explain it. I think what he's saying, I think what he means is like just like a hierarchical worldview, right? Wanting there to be an authority and a person who is repressed.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think that's what he's getting at.
I hope that's what he's getting at. And it doesn't hurt that it looks like doesn't it look like a pentacle behind him?
Mm-hmm.
It sort of adds a little bit.
It does.
Adds to the mood, to the tone.
It does. Yeah.
But yeah, bravo, Ethan Lawless and Benny Boy Biz. You're a big, big baby.
To the moon.
To the moon, my sir. My,
see you never.
Right? See you never. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. I can't say to the moon. I was thinking about the moon as like the next place that rich people are going to colonize. It's going to be terrible. But isn't that like a saying from some boomer TV show?
Yes, from the Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I don't know where Benny's going. He used to threaten
to beat his wife.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah. I don't know where Benny's going. I hope I'm not there.
Yeah, I hope we're not there. Goodbye, sir. We hardly knew ye.
Goodbye forever, Benny.
Goodbye forever, Benny Boy Biz.
Benny from the block.
Benny from the block. Oh, God. Next up is a TikTok from a creator named Jasmine's Garden. She's going to tell us about a date she just went on.
I just got back from a date that was so fucking bad. I'm convinced men are not real people anymore. I believe they are fictitious creatures of our imagination. And this is some way, somehow, a mass hallucination that we are all partaking in. We're introduced by a mutual friend, and she thought both of our energies would mesh well together, probably because we're both business-oriented. And I could see why she thought that, but I'd like for her to not think again. Long story short, we go out to dinner, we're having a conversation, we're kind of getting to know each other. At some point, we start talking about our dating history. So I tell him a little bit about mine. He begins to tell me a story about how he bought a cat and a dog for his ex-girlfriend because her parents died maybe when she was like 18-19, something like that, and ever since then she's refused to live alone. She can't live alone, and so she's always lived with somebody. When they started dating, maybe 3 months after, her lease was up, so he was like, let's move in, and he put everything in his name. I already started smelling the red flags because he pulled a tell me if I'm the asshole. Anytime a man goes tell me if I'm the asshole, I'm 1,000% already on the girl's side. It's you don't even have to say anything. Tells me he got the cat and the dog because she had really bad anxiety and he was starting to travel a lot for work and didn't want to leave her home alone. So he says a day before they were supposed to drive up for her best friend's wedding, they get into an argument. I ask him over what. He says because she's thinking about the fact, oh, her friends are getting married. They've been dating for 3 years. So she's asking him, how do you feel about marriage? He said he can tell that he was just insecure at the time about his finances. So he knows he snapped at her. But he said the argument got really fucking nasty to the point where she decided she was going to ride up with friends. Now, they were supposed to be there for like a 7-day thing because they were going to include the bachelor and bachelorette parties all together. He was a part of the groom's party. She was a part of the bridesmaid's party. This man looks me dead in my face and says, I understand I disrespected her, but her reaction to it I felt was excessive, and not only was it embarrassing, it was a betrayal. So he tells me the next day he puts all of his shit in storage and takes some of it to his brother's house. He takes the dog and the cat to the mother's house and waits about 3 days until somebody reaches back out on the ad that he posted on Facebook, sold the dog, sold the cat, and then paid the landlord extra to break the lease. So when she got back, she'd have nowhere to go. She would be fucking homeless. Bitch, you guessed it. I walked the fuck out. He yelling after me, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm power walking to my car. She's a runner. She's a track star. Baby, I got far as fast as fuck. Do you hear me? You don't text me, since you didn't pay your half in the restaurant, I covered it for you, but you owe me $22.47. Bitch, consider it my inconvenience fee for wasting my time. Before I can even respond to the first text message, he follows up with, and if you're looking to attract a decent man, maybe don't wear such offensive clothing. This is what I wore. The women don't owe you shit shirt. And now I'm gonna get one in every fucking color and wear them on every first date, because if the shirt hurt, it obviously works. It's working as a filtration system, and now I have a theory that I need to test. I need more phrases. That's what I need first. I need more phrases. What phrases do y'all think would work? Put them in the comment section. I just got...
So the ex-girlfriend's reaction was excessive. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
But him literally leaving her homeless and selling her pets.
Yep.
It's not excessive.
Not excessive.
But we're the emotional ones, right?
Absolutely. We're the emotional ones. That's what I'm hearing from this man.
Also, I love her idea of wearing a statement t-shirt on a date.
Like, I men do too.
Women don't owe you shit. Men ain't shit. I'm all for it. I am all fucking for it, just to see how men would react.
Yeah. Well, like she said, if the shirt hurt, it works.
Right.
It's a filtration system.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what a guy would do if he saw that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like in this case, he didn't say anything until he realized he blew it.
Right. I think that there would be the guy who's offended, the guy who doesn't say anything because he's like shy or doesn't want to offend, and the guy who gets it.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you can't tell the difference between the latter two.
Yeah.
And maybe that's okay.
Right.
I mean, that's okay. Like, if you don't get it, it's enough that you're afraid of me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Right. It's good enough for me if you're afraid to provoke.
You know, is it a bad thing for men to be afraid of women at this point?
Women, I think, need to step it up in terms of being scary.
Yeah. Scare them off. I'm telling you, because the right one will stick around and the right one will see. She's not being scary.
Right.
She has high standards, and she's not dealing with anyone's bullshit. She values her time.
Well, and it's not, like, it's not scary to someone who's not wasting your time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just normal behavior.
Right. Oh, my God. Her reaction was excessive. I can't handle these
the way he confidently told the story on a date.
Right? Like, he really thought she was going to agree with him. No, sir.
I like what the creator says about her friend, because it was a setup. She thought we'd get along.
Yeah.
I prefer she doesn't think anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. All right, Sarah, final thoughts.
I love the filtration system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you know if Jasmine sells the shirts? Like, if she makes them herself? I don't think she says in the video, but
Linktree. We're going to the Linktree.
Yeah, we could look into it, and maybe everyone gets themselves a little shirt to hurt men's feelings.
No, I don't see it. Jasmine, why are you not making t-shirts?
Right? Well, maybe someone else already made it. And,
yeah.
She bought it. So, well, we'll have to give it a goog.
Yes, we do.
Because everybody needs one of these shirts.
I think you should. I'm an advocate of wearing a shirt like this. Some kind of statement t-shirt.
Yeah.
And see what they say.
I mean, it serves two purposes, right? It's the statement, but also the t-shirt itself on a date is a statement, right?
Right.
It's a statement about expectations.
Right. It's a statement of effort. I value my time, and I'm not going to make a huge effort until you show me you're worth it.
Yeah.
Like, we're starting at the bottom, my friend.
Yeah.
Because women are so used to starting way up top with the blowouts and the nails. I mean, we're not doing that anymore.
Yep.
You'll be lucky. Just please. Please. You'll be lucky if we have a little bit of lip gloss and some mascara on.
I mean, we'll be presentable probably, but right. That's just because, like, we'll be clean hygiene,
and presentable.
Right.
But we're not going all out for you people anymore. We're not doing it.
There's no reason to.
There's no reason to. You know why? Because you don't. But also because you have done nothing to earn it.
Right.
Like, ooh, you picked a place. Congratulations.
You have identified a place.
Right? Good for you. Good for you using Google. Right?
You know, I think, I don't know, like, sometimes getting ready for the date is as fun or more fun than the date. Like, if you're the type of person who likes to get dressed up, do your hair, like, and that's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Keep at it. But
keep at it.
You know, don't do it for men.
Never. They're not worth it. Not until they show you they're worth it. Because some of them, I shouldn't say they're not worth it. A lot of them are worth it, but they don't necessarily show you right out of the gate.
See,
They
and
need to show
I'm
you.
sticking to never do it for men.
Right, never
Ever.
do. Got it. Got it. I like it. All right. Follow us on Instagram at DateologyPod. Follow me on Instagram at the Kristen M, THECHRISTANM. Follow me on TikTok at Dateology Coach and at My Character Analysis. Follow my Dateology Coach YouTube. It is youtube.com/backslash at Dateology Coach. Follow my True Crime Pop Culture Human Behavior YouTube, which is youtube.com/ at My Character Analysis. Send in your questions. You can send them in at hello at datologycoach.com, or you can go to datologycoach.com and submit them through the Ask a Question form. Okay, Bog Witches, Bog Warlocks, Bog Vays, value your time. Bye.
Bye.